family yun. Pare kami nag family dinner and family lunch. Eh. For example, when I celebrated my birthday noon, wala akong party. Family lang kami the whole day.
Belated happy birthday.
But family lang yan. It's I enjoy it eh. Kasi eh, pagka politiko kasi, puro ang dami ko na socials eh. Sometimes you value na yung tahimik na kayo. But I'm looking forward to our Christmas break and New Year break. Family lang. We don't even want to tell people where we're going. So yep. Otherwise, baka ang dami namin tamag.
But you'll be back for 6th of January?
Yeah, January 2. January 2. 1 week lang kami. We'll be out 8 days.
Okay. Sa mga, may mga silent supporter po kayo na gusto mo lang kung paano tulong or support na
sa vlogs. sa Facebook. And other, in addition, of course, more than this, you could join us. Physically join us. That is one area where we will address. Siguro yung address namin. Para we will be encouraging more people to join us.
Ito po mga nasa.
Ako naman gusto ko rin yan, lalo sa ano. Siyempre, inagahanap ka ng areas na where you are weak and kung in this area we're not as active, then we want to be active here. And this is one area where a volunteer can help. One area lang. Yung iba naman can join physically, but this might be enough to most people.
We have a follow-up for the OFW.
Well, yun. You know, 25-point plan, 5-point plan. But there is no 5-point plan. It's a, what I'm offering is competence and leadership. And I have planned for each and every department. My total plan really is to create a very competitive country in culture, to create an entrepreneurial revolution where we will encourage yung mga natitinda sa palengke magsarili. Na hindi lamang sila dependent sa employment, no? Kasi pagka marami nag-entrepreneur sa atin, yung demand for jobs will be less and we will be able to create more jobs eh, coming from the small businesses. Capable yan of producing a lot more jobs than yung big companies. So, pagka nakita mo na yung dalawa na yan, then we will go specifics sa agriculture, sa infrastructure, sa health, sa education, sa practically all aspects, all departments, sa police, sa Mindanao problem, a-address mo isa-isa yan. Kaya nga sabi ko, the next president should also be capable of multitasking. Kasi lahat eh, hindi pwedeng education muna, and then health naman, and after that, peace and order naman. Hindi, sabay-sabay mong haharapin yan. So, instead of coming up with a, let's say, 5-point agenda, because we have a more comprehensive program that would probably, if I were to list down all, it could reach 100. But that's because it's already on a per department basis. Because you have to hit the ground running. Eh. Kaya mo na, dapat pag upo mo, kaya mo na patakbuhin ng bansa. Eh. But what we're offering is the style, what you will do, the competence, and yung leadership. And then ito nga yung gagawin mo, using the media resources of the government. Pero sa media, eh, may TV station yan, eh, radio. To change the mindset of our people, to become more entrepreneurial, and to become more competitive. Sabayan yan, as you're managing. Key, however, is the increase in revenues. That's key. Kaya kailangan talaga personally i-handle ko yan ha, para tumaas sa revenues. I want to go back to the 17% of FBR during this time and hopefully to go beyond that up to 18%. That will give us more flexibility in doing our plans in education, in fulfilling our plans in education, health, and other social services.